Unit 6. Design. Lesson 21. A matter of taste. Chinese prints. This exhibition starts on the 1st of July at the Newman Gallery in Dinham and ends on the 15th of September. At 6 p.m. on Friday the 3rd of July, there'll be a talk on Chinese painting by Dr. Alison Enright. In August, there will be talks on Chinese culture. Opening times, Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission free.
Xu Beihong, 1895 to 1953, was important in modern Chinese folk art. During his lifetime, he developed the tradition of combining poetry, calligraphy with painting. Between 1933 and 1940, he held a number of exhibitions in Asia and Europe to promote Chinese art. Across the painting, named Racing Horse, we can see a horse galloping at high speed. On the left and right side of the painting, Xu cleverly drew in black ink to show the moving hair on the horse's mane and tail. He also used different shades of grey in a creative way to show the sweat along the horse's body. The painting of dark and light colours is a favourite of many art critics. Qi Baishi, 1863 to 1957, was one of China's greatest painters. He worked as a woodcarver during his early youth. Then, between 1902 and 1909, he travelled across the country and painted many landscapes. His interest changed later to simple images from everyday life, such as vegetables, flowers, birds and insects. Cabbage is a well-known example of Qi's work. The tiny insect near the cabbage has some red on its back. Its shiny black eyes, which are fixed on the cabbage, show the creature's interest in the vegetable. Qi Baishi's style of painting often leaves the audience guessing and makes them use their imagination. Chen Yifei, 1946 to the present, is a very successful artist. His soft portraits of beautiful women are very valuable. In 1997, one of his paintings sold for $503,000. The painting, named Poppy, is a classic example of Chen's artistic style. In the painting, a young woman sits alone and is deep in thought. Her hand holding the fan is elegantly positioned above her knees. To emphasize the woman even more, Chen adds a lot of details to her dress and fan, and chooses to paint the background behind the woman black.
Lesson 23. Chinese Paper Art. The Art of Paper. Chen Zijiang is a paper-cutting expert whom I interviewed recently. Paper cutting is something that he learned to do from an early age. I talked to him to find out more about paper cut art. Paper cutting is a Chinese folk art with a long history, says Mr. Chen. Paper cuts of animals have been found in tombs which date back to the time of the Northern and Southern Dynasty, 386 to 589. by the Southern Song Dynasty, 1127 to 1279, paper cutting had become an important part of everyday life. For example, a young farmer who wanted a wife would look at a young woman's paper cutting skills to choose his bride. According to Chen Zijiang, there are three types of paper cuts which people like to make. One type is used for decorating windows, walls, gates, and lanterns. These paper cuts are put up during holidays to bring good luck. For the same reason, they're used to decorate presents. A present for parents whose child was born recently, for example, might feature pictures of children or eggs. Paper cuts which feature the Chinese character for double happiness are commonly used to celebrate weddings. Another type of paper cut is used for religious purposes. These paper cuts are often used as temple decorations or offerings to the dead. People to whom the dead person was related would make these offerings on special days and during festivals. A third kind of paper cut is used in the design of other crafts. For example, a paper cut may be used as a pattern for embroidery on clothing or a pattern on a jewellery box. For newcomers to paper cutting, Mr. Chen suggests practicing easy designs such as snowflakes. I have scissors, paper, and a lot of determination. Hopefully, I'll also have a snowflake too. Lesson 24. Dream Houses. The House on Mango Street.
We didn't always live on Mango Street. Before that, we lived on Loomis on the third floor. And before that, on Keeler. Before Keeler, it was Paulina. And before that, I can't remember. But what I remember most is moving a lot. Each time it seems there'd be one more of us. By the time we got to Mango Street, we were six. Mama, Papa, Carlos, Kiki, my sister Nenny, and me. The house on Mango Street is ours, and we don't have to pay rent to anybody or share the yard with the people downstairs or be careful not to make too much noise. And there isn't a landlord banging on the ceiling with a broom. But even so, it's not the house we thought we'd get. We had to leave the flat on Loomis quick. The water pipes broke, and the landlord wouldn't fix them because the house was too old. We had to leave fast. We were using the washroom next door and carrying water over in empty milk gallons. That's why Mama and Papa looked for a house, and that's why we moved to the house on Mango Street, far away on the other side of town. They always told us that one day we would move into a house, a real house that would be ours, so we wouldn't have to move each year. And our house would have running water and pipes that worked. And inside it would have real stairs. Not hallway stairs, but stairs inside like the houses on TV. And we'd have a basement and at least three washrooms so that when we took a bath, we wouldn't have to tell everybody. Our house would be white with trees around it, a great big yard, and grass growing without a fence. This was the house Papa talked about when he held a lottery ticket. And this was the house Mama dreamed up in the stories she told us before we went to bed. But the house on Mango Street is not the way they told it at all. It's small and red, with tight steps in front, and windows so small you'd think they were holding their breath. Bricks are crumbling in places, and the front door is so swollen you have to push hard to get in. There is no front yard, only four little elms the city planted by the curb. Out back is a small garage for the car we don't own yet, and a small yard that looks smaller between the two buildings on either side. There are stairs in the house, but they're ordinary hallway stairs. And the house has only one washroom. Everybody has to share a bedroom, Mama and Papa, Carlos and Kiki, me and Nenny.